But it's Cowboys-Eagles week. What a game this should be Sunday night in Philadelphia. And we do this every game week. We tune in to Philadelphia All Sports Radio. Let's eavesdrop on the Touchdown Brothers, their all sports morning show in that town, to see what they're saying about Dallas Philly.
All right, guys,
welcome. All right, we'll see you later. There goes Brian Jones. Brian Jones from CBS Sports. Doing the college football, yeah. Eastbound the dial.
Load him up and truck it.
Yeah, I love that movie, Burt Reynolds, who I do believe was the first college football player to pose nude, and Jimmy Allen Jr. was the second to pose nude.
What? You know what? Let's move on.
What do you mean?
Well, I think that was a sarcastic comment,
well,
and I don't appreciate it.
Well, of course it was.
Well, because your listeners may think that they actually may think that you're inferring
my
that I posed nude.
My listeners are your listeners. What difference
And I
does
wouldn't
it
do
make?
That. I wouldn't do that.
Well, I think that's silly.
Well, then I'll just bid you good day then.
Okay. Just, you know.
All right.
All right. I don't know what we're doing now, but that was
Stupid
Brian Jones.
Idiot.
By the way, I think he's a Cowboys fan.
Oh, he's a total Cowboys fan.
So I don't know why we even had him on.
You're listening to Jimmy Amendola. That's me, Tony Ragu. That's him. Touchdown
yep.
Brothers.
Touchdown
Let me thank
brothers.
Last hour's guests. We had David Lane on and Tim Kalishow on to discuss David Moore's latest take on the Eagles special teams.
Yeah.
Some really great stuff
we're
there.
We're breaking down the game.
And our thoughts are with Tim Kalishow. He left in a coughing fit. Laughing at David Lane's impersonation of David Moore having an orgasm, and that was pretty funny.
That was kind of funny. I'm going to admit that was funny.
It was pretty funny, but Tim apparently he's seeking treatment right now going on there with
keep
the coffin. Listen, we got to talk about this Cowboys-Eagles game. I mean, come on.
Keep the Cowboys in your prayers, too, because they're going to get killed. Are you kidding? Wait a minute now. Hey, hang on a second.
Yeah.
So Dallas thinks they're going to come in here with Cooper Rush.
Cooper!
Oh, I'm sorry. A floopa flush.
That is a great one. That is a great one.
And they're going to beat the Eagles, the undefeated Eagles. Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God.
Dumbest thing I've ever
heard. Cooper Rush is the second worst quarterback in the NFL right now.
Who you got as the worst?
Dak Prescott.
You might be right. I watched that Tampa game.
Oh, go on.
Terrible.
Dak was horrible.
Awful.
And I mean, good Lord. And believe me, I hope they run Cooper Rush out there against the Eagles.
Yeah,
but if they bring Dak back, fine.
Fine.
We'll beat him, too.
Yeah,
I mean,
terrible.
Come on.
They're both
Dak
they're both
is
terrible.
Such a China doll.
Oh, yeah.
China doll. Wait,
hype.
What's that? Producer Anthony says you can't say China doll anymore.
You can't say China doll.
Oh, please. What do you want me to say? I'm not saying Asian American doll. That makes no sense.
No, it doesn't make any sense.
God, what's going on? Listen, Dak
anymore.
Is fragile. I mean, he gets hoit.
Yeah.
Even
he's always
in this day and age when the refs are putting skirts on these quarterbacks. Wait, what's that, Anthony? Oh, God, please.
You can't say skirt.
Can't say that either. What's happening to the world? This is Philly. This is Philly.
We want Philly.
Listen,
Philly.
I made a comment earlier in the broadcast that apparently went out over the air.
Sorry about that.
I don't know if I'm going to put on this headset again.
Oh, by the way, I guess we need to say happy birthday to Jerry Jones.
Jerry Jones is turning 80.
I had the under on that one.
Oh, you did?
I can't believe
well,
it.
I know it. I he made it to 80. Good
he parties
Lord.
Harder than we do, and he made
he
it to
does.
80.
He parties so hard.
Hey, I guess we ought to give a gift to Jerry. Hang on a second. Let me get the microphone over top of my bottom here.
I hoid it.
Your team is just like that. It stinks. Your team stinks. I don't care if they won four straight. They're not any good. You haven't beaten anybody. The Rams are no good.
No,
they're not the Super Bowl champs.
This is
a fragment of that.
This game will be a cakewalk for the Eagles.
Oh, it's going to be a thrashing.
Cakewalk.
Yeah, I take the Eagles and lay like 40.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I think the 5-point favorites, I would lay 40 on this game.
About right. What was that? That sounded weird there.
I don't know.
All right, let's go to the phones.
Let's see.
First up will be Sal in South Philly. You're on with the Touchdown Brothers.
Hey, how are you two guys doing?
All right, we'll fire it up, Sal. It's Dallas Week, Sal.
I agree with you two guys. I think this is going to be a cakes walks of games for Philly. I've got them winning 84-0.
Okay, I can see that. I can see that.
Realistic.
I mean, the last time I checked, Philly's 5-0s.
Yep.
The Cowboys are 4-1.
Yep.
5-0s is better than 4-1.
Totally.
That's what I'm saying.
In any universe.
And since it's Cowgirls Week,
I love that.
And as used to, as guys know, I've been working on my comedy stand-up routine.
Yeah, he's doing stand-up.
Apparently, you're doing pretty well. You're playing that pizza poala.
I got to fuse Cowboys jokes.
Okay,
for you.
Hit us, Sal. Come on, let's go.
Hey, everybody's. I see that Philadelphia's 6 points favorites over the Cowgirls. It should be 60 points favorites.
All right. Okay.
Hey, everybody's. Cooper Rush is the quarterback for the Cows Girls, but I think he's misspelled his last names. It should be with a T, Cooper Tush, because he's a butt.
Takes him a while to get through his punchline, doesn't it?
Sir.
Hey, everybody's. Jerry's Jones is 80s today's. Hellos. Does he need the hearing aids or something to hear? Hayes, I got some questions for you two guys.
All right, go ahead, Sal.
Hit us with the question.
It's fine. Hit us with the question.
Do the Cowboys suck a what?
Redemption! He redeems himself once again!
All right, coming up next, Justin Montemayor will join us and talk about his top five, top ten lists of his favorite sexy photos of Randall Cunningham. That's coming up next on the Nighttime Brothers.
Man, that show uses a lot of energy.
I have to take a nap.